teach on the word of knowledge. And I want to say this right now before we get started. I'm going to put the sermon on the website. Eve's going to make sure it's being recorded. And we're going to put it on the website, and I'm also going to put some notes up there. So, you know, sometimes people take notes. That's good if you want to take notes. What I really want to admonish you to do is, when the word of God is going forth, even in worship, you know, I'm going to speak to you what the Spirit gives me. But while I'm speaking to you, Holy Spirit's going to speak to you. What Holy Spirit speak to you is not going to be recorded. So what Holy Spirit speak to you, you need to write it down so you don't forget it. Amen. So you will have it. Because I would say, I'm not going to forget. And I do forget. And it's not age. I forgot when I was younger. My children forget. And they're younger than me. So, and sometimes I'd be in bed and the Lord will speak to me. And I'll say, Lord, I'm so sleepy. I'll write it down later. Maybe I won't forget it. I won't forget it. Guess what? Next day I'm struggling trying to remember. Because I have forgotten. So we're going to talk about the word of knowledge. And the purpose of this message is not a message where I want you to get knowledge. I'm not teaching this for you to get knowledge. I'm teaching this for you to know and get activated. I want you to know and get activated to where you start recognizing the word of knowledge that's given to you, release that word out to whoever the word is for, and then pray for that person for whatever the need might be. Last Sunday, we talked about bringing what's in you to the table. And if you didn't get to hear that message last Sunday, it's on the website. You can listen to it. And it was about releasing the grace gift that is in you in Christ Jesus. Everybody has a gift. Every born-again believer has a gift, something God has put in you that he's given you for the body of Christ and also for the world. And most of the time, we for some reason or another, and there's all kinds of reasons, we don't bring what's in us, what the Holy Spirit has put in us, we don't bring it to the table. So when we don't bring it to the table, somebody's missing out on something they should have. You know, because every person is unique. Every gift in you is unique to being used the way God has put it in you to be used. So we need everyone to bring what's in them to the table. So this morning, I want you to know that in order to do that, though, you got to be willing to take a risk. Taking a risk means being obedient, stepping out as Holy Spirit leads you in spite of what you might be feeling at the time and how it may look. You know, there might be some fear there. You might be facing fear. What's going to happen if I step out? What's going to happen if I speak this word? What's going to happen if I give this word? You know, so there's fear there. What's going to happen? What if they don't receive it? What if it's not God? You know, all kinds of things are going to be there. But in order to walk in the things of God, you got to be willing to take a risk and step out in faith. You got to do it. That's what faith is. Somebody said faith is R-I-S-K. Risk. Risk. You got to be willing to face whatever consequences there might be or might come by you believing God and believe that God has it all in control. Why? Because you yielded yourself and all things to him. Now, I don't believe God's controlling everything. That's the extreme sovereignty of God thing. God's not controlling everything. If we look around and see, if God was in control, it would not look the way it's looking, I'm telling you. But what to God? He controls everything we release to him. What we give to him, he will control. What we submit to him, he will control. So you got to believe that when you yield yourself to him, all things to him, he's in control. Whether you are right or whether you're wrong, God's still there. He has your back and is cheering you on, not because you get it right, but because you took a risk. He celebrates the very fact that you took a risk. So why not start celebrating that fact yourself? Celebrate the fact of taking the risk. Okay, so let's go to the word of knowledge. And I read 1 Corinthians 12, 7 through 11 for our scripture lesson in the Passion Translation. So that's going to be my base scripture. First Corinthians 12, 7 through 11. And I'm not going to go back and read all of that, but I'm just going to go back to the verse where it said, to another, the same Spirit give the gift of the word of revelation knowledge. To another, the same Spirit give the gift of the word of revelation knowledge. That's what we're going to talk about this morning. There are three revelation gifts: word of knowledge, word of wisdom, and discerning of spirit. And they're called revelation gifts because they reveal something. They reveal something that you didn't know yourself. They reveal something. I'm not going to talk about the other gifts this morning. We're going to sometime another go through those. And what I want you to remember, that in the word of knowledge, remember, it's the same Holy Spirit who distributes, activates, and operates these different gifts as he chooses for each believer. As he chooses, you make yourself available. Holy Spirit chooses whether or not to bring a word of knowledge through you or not. All we got to do is make ourselves available, and he will work through us. He will work through us. So what is a word of knowledge? A word of knowledge is a supernatural revelation of information that is given by the Holy Spirit. A word of knowledge is a supernatural revelation of information that is given by the Holy Spirit. It is not something that the person who gets the word knows by their own senses. Rather, it is supernaturally revealed by the Holy Spirit. You didn't know this by your own self. You didn't use your eyes or ears or mind to know this. Holy Spirit revealed this to you. That's the word of knowledge. It has to be supernaturally revealed in order to be a gift of the Spirit. I mean, it don't take no gift of the Spirit. I mean, look at Mary Ed and say, Mary Ed's here today, y'all. I mean, I can see that. Y'all can see it. That didn't take no supernatural thing. So it has to be supernaturally revealed in order to be a gift of the Spirit. It has to be something you are totally unaware of in order to be a word of knowledge. You're totally unaware of it, but the Holy Spirit reveals it to you so you can reveal it to somebody else. Today, I'm going to be teaching mostly about how God uses the word of knowledge in the context of healing, physical or mental. But it can also be used in prophecy and to give direction from God. I'm going to give you some examples of my own experience with the word of knowledge, but I'm going to have to also give you experiences, somebody else's experiences with the word of knowledge. And I want to tell you this, that when I first got born again and filled with the Spirit, God used me with the word of knowledge, but I didn't know what a word of knowledge was. So I didn't call it a word of knowledge. I was exposed to prophecy and discerning of spirits, which sometimes probably wasn't discerning of spirit, probably just people being, I don't know. It wasn't discerning of spirits though. But nobody ever said anything about the word of knowledge. You know, even though I got words of knowledge, probably the word of knowledge that I got, I thought they were prophecy, and they weren't. They were words of knowledge. So I want to share something now that happened about a couple of weeks ago when I was watching. Usually when I go home on the weekends, I mean on Sundays, I watch Jesus Image or I watch Bethel TV. Those are my pastor, I think the pastor me, when I go home and watch those, and I watch some other stuff too. And so last week on Monday, well not last week, a couple of weeks ago on Monday, and I've shared this with other people, a couple of weeks ago on Mondays, I was watching Bethel TV and Chris Valentin was preaching. And after his word, and I started not to watch his preaching that day. I started to put it off to some other time, but I watched it that day, and I knew it must have been the Holy Spirit. So I watched his preaching. So afterwards, when he finished preaching, he had some words to give. When people say they have a word to give, it could be a word of knowledge, could be a word of wisdom, could be a word of prophecy. So, and it could be a combination altogether. And so he gave a word. First word, he called somebody's name, I think it was Samuel. He's in a Samuel in the building, by the name Samuel. Several men stood up. He had a word for the Samuels in the building. And so then, after he gave the Samuels the word, he said, I have a word for Troy. Is there a Troy in the building? No Troy stood up in the building. So then he said, maybe Troy's online. And so I said out loud, I got a nephew named Troy. And so when I said, I have a nephew named Troy, when he gave the word, I proceeded to listen to the word. And I didn't know what Troy was going through. I didn't know anything about Troy and what he was doing at that time. You know, he's still in Greenville. I didn't know I'm going to tell you why Troy had said something. I didn't know about it. Kristen knew about it, but God did. And so then I went back and I recorded the message. And then I took the message and after I recorded, I sent it to my nephew, Troy. He works at the hospital in Greenville. And I sent it to Troy. And I said, Troy, I said, I heard this online today. And it might be for you because there's no other Troys in the building. No Troy stood up. And Bethel had a whole lot of folks there. Probably almost about 1,000 people. And nobody stood up in the name of Troy. And so, and I said, if this speaks to you, let me know. And so then I called his mother. And I told her, I said, I had a word on the television this morning. That the word was given Sunday. I was listening to it on Monday. And I said, I heard this word. I said, and they said Troy. And so I thought about your Troy. So I was getting ready to tell him what the word was when I remember about the word. But then her son Troy beeped in. He called it. I said, yes, our Troy's on the line. So Troy said, oh my God. He said, I said, did the word speak to you? He said, Dean, he said, I'm gonna tell you what happened. He said, I've been volunteering as coach for the football team for little boys in the inner city. He said, and I was getting ready to give it up. He said, seemed like I won't get nowhere. Seemed like nobody won't get nothing out of it. And I had to give all my time to this because he works a full-time job and that's volunteer work he does. He said, and I was about to give up. He said, sometime I got to counsel the parents and be all that kind of stuff. He said, and I don't see no fruit of it. He said, and I had told my, he said, I told the Lord, I said, Lord, I said, you're going to have to let me know whether or not this is for me. He said, you're going to have to bring it by somebody I don't know. They don't know me and they don't know the situation. That's what my nephew said. He said, and then you send this prophecy, this word to me. But it was right on for Troy. He said, you know what? He said, I was going to go tonight and tell them folks that I won't coming back. I was through. I was quitting. He said, me and my wife had talked about it. We both had decided that we can go on vacation, do some other things. We ain't got to be keep doing this. But God sent him a word. And the word, I can't remember everything the word said, but the word said that you're getting ready to quit and leave what you're doing. He said, but God wants you to know that you are light in this dark place. And you're the only light that they're going to see in this dark place that you're in. And needless to say, he had to decide because he heard from God. Chris Valden don't know nothing about him. I didn't know nothing about what he told God. I didn't know nothing about what he had decided, him and his wife, about the job. I knew he coached, but I didn't know nothing about nothing else. And see what God did? God sent a word. All of me, my sister said, God sent a word all the way from the West Coast to the East Coast. And that was a word of knowledge, because partly word of knowledge probably a lot of word of knowledge, because a lot of times word of knowledge is to give you direction too. And so he got a word from the Lord. He wanted a word. He probably had no idea God was going to do that. He said I ain't got to worry about that because God ain't going to answer that. Ain't no way God going to be able to get that through, I'm going to quit because God ain't going to be able to do that. And God is just God. And that's what he did. So I want y'all to see how a word of knowledge can change a whole thing. And God can get a word to somebody that's not even, they need a word, they want a word, and God uses us to get that word to them. Why? Because God wants to bless them. He wants to heal them. He wants to deliver them. He wants to give them directions. He wants to set them free. So the Holy Spirit often gives a revelatory word of knowledge concerning the need of a person for more than one person for healing. This is an indication that God wants to heal the person or those who have the condition revealed in the word of knowledge. And usually he wishes to heal that person at the time the word is given. God, if God give you a word of knowledge for somebody about healing, about anything else, God wants to do that for that person right then. You don't tell them, you know, go home, I'll pray for you. No, you pray for them then, right then. When understood in this way, a word of knowledge builds faith in the person who needs the healing and also receive the word. I'm sorry, y'all. When understood in this way, a word of knowledge builds faith in the person who needs the healing and also builds faith in the person who received the word of knowledge. Now, my nephew Troy, what do you think that word of knowledge he got did for him? He gave him what? Gave him strength. And it gave him strength. It gave him faith to keep going and let him know that God saw what he's doing. God knows what he's doing, and it's not in vain. Amen. God hears him. He showed him that God hears him and that God wanted to answer what he asked. God wanted to answer what he asked. So accordingly, the person who received the word of knowledge should normally speak it out at the time received or at the next appropriate time. Sometimes you might can't speak it out when you receive it, but you might have to speak it out another time. Like if you got a word of knowledge on the way to church this morning, the appropriate time to speak it out would have been here in the congregation. When we give time for people to share whatever they have to share. So that would be the appropriate time to share it. Okay, you do that. And you share it at the appropriate time and you speak it out. And if the person that, if you receive a word of knowledge, let me back up. If someone gives a word of knowledge here or wherever you might be, and if that word of knowledge applies to you and they say, you know, are you that person? You know, like I said, if I say, I have a word for Kay, and maybe I don't know Kay. Kay don't know me, we in the service. And if I say I have a word for Kay, and I say, are there any Kays here? What are Kays supposed to do? I'm Kay. And then she's supposed to hear what God has to say to her. And then maybe I say, Kay, God wants to heal you. So they give Kay faith. No, okay. Today, God, I'm going to get my healing. So she's ready for prayer. She's ready to be healed. Many times, the Holy Spirit reveals different things about a person to bring healing and deliverance, either physically, emotionally, or spiritually. Sometimes he reveals sin in a person's life in order to bring freedom. And other times he reveals different words in order to bring joy or encouragement. If God brings you a word about sin in somebody's life, you don't blurt it out in a congregation. You know, you don't do that. You don't say, somebody showed me, somebody here, he is committing adultery. I mean, you don't do it like that. That's not the way God does things, you know. You talk to that person individually, or you say what God, and if you say it, well, you don't have to stand up. If this is embarrassing, then you don't have to stand up, you know. And then you begin to give the word and you pray for the person, you know. God is about bringing people to deliverance, not about, you know, embarrassing them. You know, the only time God might wouldn't do something radical like that is he tries several times to get your attention and you don't listen. Then he might have to get your attention, you know, by another way. I remember years ago, I had no idea it was a word of knowledge. Years ago, Lord knows, I might have been in my 30s, early 30s. And there was this minister, and God gave me a word for him. And I didn't know it was a word of knowledge. I just knew God told me something to tell him, you know, which is a word of knowledge. And so, but what I did was when the service ended, I went to him and I told him I had something from the Lord for him. And what it was, he was a minister. Him and this lady was shacking together, living together, and pretending they were married, and they were never married. They were never married. And so the word the Lord told me to give him was, I said, the Lord says that you need to be real. You know, you need to be real. You know, and so he knew what that meant. He knew what that meant. And it wasn't too long after then, I think the woman that he was living with, she got filled with the Holy Spirit and she left him and went to the church. She got filled with, he stopped ministering and preaching, you know. But all they had to do was repent. All they had to do was repent. And so that was a word of knowledge. That was my first word of knowledge way back there then that I didn't know was a word of knowledge. You know, didn't know what to do with it. But thank God I was obedient. That doesn't mean I'm obedient every time. I can tell you sometimes God gave me a word I wasn't obedient. And does God still love me? Yes, he does. Yes, he does. Yes, he does. But make sure you don't limit your words of knowledge to just healing. Like I just told you about the one I gave to the preacher, it was not healing. It was something where God wanted to bring him deliverance. God wanted to bring him deliverance. So just don't limit it to healing. But be open to whatever the Holy Spirit wants to reveal to you about an individual. Be open to whatever the Holy Spirit wants to reveal. Okay, so now we go. How do you recognize a word of knowledge? How do you recognize a word of knowledge? And these are what I'm going through now is what I'm going to put on the website. How do you recognize a word of knowledge? The main way that people can really know that they're getting a word of knowledge is they feel them. They feel them. A pain is not just your pain. You could be feeling somebody else's pain. Mary could be sitting here this morning. Y'all don't mind I use y'all sometimes for examples, do you? Oh, I got two Marys. Mary back there with the glasses on. Mary Sutton. Mary Sutton could be in services, and all of a sudden she get a pain that shoots from her head down her back. And she know that I don't have no pain like that. This is the first time that's happened. Then it stops right quick, and it might happen again. So Mary can see, okay, that's not my pain. God's given me a word of knowledge that he wants to heal somebody that has that pain. So Mary stand up and says, I got a word for somebody, and I'm feeling a shooting pain from my head down to my back. If that's you and you're feeling that pain, you know, then stand up or raise your hand. And when that person gets that word from Mary, that person gets faith, and they say, okay, God wants to heal me, and he does. And so then you pray for that person, and that person receives healing. So that's when you feel them. You feel them. I've only had that one time. I was in a service in Durham, and my hip was hurting. And I said, what in the world my hip doing hurting? I said, I don't know. Why my hip hurting? I said, ain't nothing wrong with my hip. And I said, Lord, I said, what's going on? And I didn't know. I wasn't thinking about it being a word of knowledge, not really. And so I just prayed. So then the lady in front of me got up on the end and gave this testimony about her hip was hurting, but it wasn't hurting no more. God had healed it. I said, okay, Lord, I should have stood up and said, you know, I got a word. Somebody, is there anybody, and you always ask the question, is there anybody that has a hip problem? Is there anybody, you phrasing the question, is there anybody that are having this? And then there is up to them to acknowledge it, and then you pray for them. So that's when you feel them. Another way to recognize the word of knowledge, you think them. It's an impression that is from the Holy Spirit. It's an impression that is from the Holy Spirit. And so, you get an impression. It can be just one word. You can think it or get it in your mind or your heart. It could be one word. And I don't think, I'm trying to think, I got a word from somebody one time with a word of knowledge, and I forgot what it was. And anyway, I told them the word I got, and they didn't think the word was for them. But sometime later, they came and admitted the word. You know, and that's the only time I can think that I've got just one word. But I get a lot of things from God by impressions and from the Holy Spirit that probably I thought was prophecy, you know, and I do get prophetic words that way, but they probably a word of knowledge too. They probably a word of knowledge. Oh, I can remember one. But I didn't tell the person about the word I got about them. And I should have, but like I said, I was not where I am today, y'all. So I was not where I am today. So this lady had a seducing spirit. And God, what God showed me that was because he wanted to bring deliverance. He wanted to bring deliverance. So I should have went to the lady and let her know that God wanted to heal, deliver her from that. But I didn't. One time I got that. So it's something you can think. It could be one word. It's an impression, you know. And it's the second most common way that a word of knowledge is given, by thinking them, by an impression. And all of us get impressions from the Holy Spirit all the time. We get an impression from the Holy Spirit about ourselves, but the Holy Spirit also wants to give us an impression about others so we can bring deliverance and healing to them also. The next one is how to recognize the word of knowledge. We see them. A mental picture or a mental movie or an open vision. A mental picture. I often would get a word of knowledge. Sometimes I have my eyes closed, but I can see a picture. I can see an image. I can see what's going on. One time I was doing a retreat at the beach, and I was praying for the women, and I got this mental picture of this lady. When I was praying for her, and I saw her standing at the door, but she wouldn't walk in the door. She had fear, so she wouldn't walk in the door. She was hesitating. So I told her what I saw, and she acknowledged that it was her. And what it was, God was calling her into the ministry. She later went into the ministry, but she was not accepting it. She wouldn't step in to what God had her for. So God showed me that door. And then you can say them. Hear yourself say something that you didn't intend to say. And this probably happens because I've been really getting a lot of training from Randy Clark's book about not words of knowledge. It's really been helping me. But sometimes you can say them. And I hadn't really thought about that till I was reading what Randy Clark said about how he does. He said he would be praying for people. And all of a sudden, he would start saying something that wasn't prayer. You know, he said one time a man asked him to pray for his business. And he didn't really want to pray for the man's business. He was thinking, you know, I pray for people to get healed. I don't pray for businesses. That's what he said. But he prayed for the man. Anyway, he said he half-heartedly prayed. He started praying for the man. But then out of his mouth started saying, the Lord's going to bless your business. It's going to be a great business. You're going to give to ministries. You know, you're going to have like $1 million business. You know, God's going to do this and God's going to do that. He's going to say, but if you don't do what God told you to do, you know, you're going to lose your business. And so he said, I wasn't thinking none of that. It just came out. So the word of knowledge, you can say them, saying things over people that you didn't think about or nothing, but all of a sudden it comes out while you're praying for them. Or you could just look at them. You come in contact with somebody, you look at them, and all of a sudden you start saying something. And you went, why am I saying this? You know, where is this coming from? And so it's a word of knowledge. You can say them. You hear yourself saying something you didn't intend to say. Okay, you can experience them. I've never had this one, y'all. Not new of. Unusual. You can experience them, unusual experiences, okay? And another way to receive a word of knowledge is just bizarre things that can happen. We can't really define this way of receiving because God is bigger than the framework that we often put him into. He has many more ways of revealing what he wants, the way he wants to. Don't limit God to fitting in the way you think that he is going to speak because just about the time you think you have him figured out, he will often speak to us in another way. And so I give y'all an example I read from the book because I don't have an example for that one. But Randy said his wife got on the way back when they had, and I remember this because me and Randy Clark about the same age. So I remember it too. Remember they had something y'all probably don't remember, but they had party lines. Y'all remember party lines? You had party lines. Yeah, you can use the phone when nobody else wants to use the phone, okay? But Randy said they had a private line. You could pay for a private line, so they had a private line. But when his wife went to use the phone, She heard these people up there talking, and they had a private line. And they were talking, and they were planning on meeting up somewhere, all that kind of stuff. And she said she kept trying to get off that line, and finally she just hung up. And she forgot about it. But one day she was at church, and the Holy Spirit brought it back to her. And so she gave the word of knowledge. She said, somebody in here, you was on the phone, and you were planning to meet up with somebody, and it wasn't good. You know, God wants to, you know, to deliver you from that or stop you from doing that. Really, it was direction. So a young man came forth, and he said, that's me. He said, I have been planning to do something I ain't got no business doing. I think he was married. And so that stopped him from doing that. And so sometimes God will do bizarre things. You'll hear a ringing, or it'll be something bizarre, but God wants to use it. He wants to use it to help somebody. Ain't God good? He used all this to help us and to help us help other people, to keep us from doing stuff we ain't got no business doing, get us out of trouble, heal us when we need healing, deliver us when we need to be delivered. It's amazing. Another way is to read them. And I never had this one either. But some people, but Chris Valentin said he did it. He saw this one time. He met this man on the beach, and the man was getting all crazy and stuff. And he got mad at Chris for some reason or another. And right across his forehead came all this stuff about him. And Chris just started reading it off. And the man calmed down and said, how you know all that? How you know that? But he just read it. Like, he was looking at the man like this, and he could see it across his forehead. That's reading it. It's like one way is like a ticker tape. You know, ticker tape. It just like that. It keep going by. You just keep reading what you're seeing. And that's what he was doing. And then it's like a headline. Yes, he see one word across there. And it was a conference one time. And one man saw one word on the front of this man. And he told Randy Clark about it. And Randy said, you know, Randy first thought it wasn't God. He thought it wasn't God. So because he saw homosexual written on a man's front of him. And so Randy said, God ain't gonna show you that nobody know how much. We said, we ain't gonna deal with that. But then a lady saw gay written on a man's back. And so she came to Randy. And so what they did, they went and confronted the man. And the man was not in, he was struggling with homosexuality. And the reason he was, I don't like this story, but I mean, it happens in the world. It happens in the world. He grew up with, then when he came, somebody saw his whole childhood. He had a brother, and his mother had him and his brother stuff they weren't supposed to be doing. And it made him, you know, have those tendencies. So well, we got children, so I'm not going to be explicit. But so he got delivered. And so what was God doing? God wanted him free. God was giving people stuff so that they could come to him. He could get free. You know, God is not about hurting, condemning, or embarrassing. He's all about us being free. He's all about bringing freedom. So word of knowledge come to bring freedom and healing. I've already given my first story about the word of knowledge. Other ways to recognize the word of knowledge is to dream them. Now, I got an example about dreaming them. Matter of fact, I got two about dreaming them. You see them in a dream while sleeping. So you get a word of knowledge while you're sleeping. It could be a word of knowledge about you to give you direction, or it could be a word of knowledge about somebody else. Tell y'all this funny story. I didn't know it was a word of knowledge. But back that day, I didn't know word of knowledge in the dream. I thought God was just God was showing me something, which is the word of knowledge. Let me know something I didn't know. And so I went to bed and I went to sleep and I dreamed. I dreamed my husband, he was living then. I dreamed my husband bought a red Volkswagen and hid it and didn't tell me nothing about it. So I woke up the next morning and my husband named Irvin. I said, Irvin, I said, I dreamed that you bought a red Volkswagen and didn't tell me nothing about it. He said, oh. He had bought a tiller, you know, a red tiller Did you till the yard with? He about that and he didn't tell me nothing about it. Because Irvin had MS. He wasn't supposed to be, he wasn't going to use no tiller. He didn't need no tiller. He said, I bought a tiller and I ain't tell you about it. That was a word of knowledge in a dream. Another word of knowledge. And y'all probably had dreams where you got word of knowledge, just didn't know it was a word of knowledge. Probably had dreams and God let you know something in that dream. That was a word of knowledge. Another one was, give you two from dreams. Another one was, I was going to decide to go back to school. I had a 2-year degree. I decided to go back to school in Air Force Base in Goldsboro. And my advisor told me that during the summer, I could take algebra because I had to have algebra. He told me, later on he told me, he didn't tell me I had to have algebra. He told me I had to have algebra and I could take it during the summer. And then I could take my other classes, you know, in the fall. And my classes was, I was going to go one night a week on Tuesday night, every week. And in probably about a year, I think it was, I could get my 4-year degree because I already had a 2-year degree. Algebra was hard. I never liked math. It was hard. Algebra was so hard. And my daughter and my husband were good at math. I like reading and history and stuff. I don't like math. And so I was in that class. It were 18-year-olds and 19-year-olds and 20-year-olds in that class. That man was so tough, they started dropping out like flies. 18-year-olds left, 20-year-olds left, everybody leaving. And so I had decided I'm quitting this class too. I'm leaving this class too. It's hard. My daughter wouldn't help. She taught algebra. And she wouldn't teach me to my mom. I don't know nobody else, but you taking them. I don't know about what I'm doing. They didn't even try to help me. Bless her heart. And so that night I had a dream. And in a dream, you know how these dreams, you wake up, it looks so real. And I'm thinking, where am I and how did I get here? You know, I'm on this bridge. And I'm on this bridge. And I'm like this, going on this bridge. I'm facing this way. Okay, I looked behind me and there were snakes and bears. I ain't still no snakes and bears. It was snakes and bears going across the bridge that way. I look in front of me, there were snakes and bears going across that way. And on the side of here, you know how the house in the city was like a row of houses? No break in between. They had lights on, but you couldn't go like around the house. You had to go knock on somebody's door. And on this side, it was this great big drop. It looked black down there, nothing down there. I'm thinking to myself, Lord, why in the world am I out here? How did I get here? Why did I come out here? That was an algebra class, probably. So I'm thinking that. And while I'm sitting there thinking it, and I said, if I go over there and knock on the door, they're going to think I'm a thief or somebody. They might shoot me and kill me, you know, and I can't go down there. And I said, and then I looked back behind me, and the way was clear. No bears, no snakes on the bridge. And I turn around, and I thought was, I can go back. Wherever I came from, I can go back. And then I turn around, but there was no snakes and bears in front of me either. And then the Lord said, it's just as easy to go forward as it is to go backwards. And I woke up. I said, okay, Lord, it's easy, just needs me to go forward and finish this class as it is to go backwards. I got the message. I finished my algebra class. I got a C. I passed. My granddaughter said, Mama, look, I'm going to finish this another time. My granddaughter said, Mama, Grandmama's so happy about a C. I didn't know a C was good. She got straight A's all the time. She was a straight A student. It was Takiya. She got straight A students all the time. And my daughter said, Takiya, said, that's good for Grandma. Grandma, I said, sure will. I'll take that C. I probably would have took a D. But you know, I was happy about that C. I wouldn't look for no B or A. This C was good. The C was good. So God gave me a word of knowledge and a dream that kept me in school. Because what happened was, had I dropped that class, I would have never went back that fall in this school, probably. I would have quit. And had I not went back and finished got my 4-year degree, life for me right now probably would have been totally different. I might not have been here with y'all this morning. Who knows? You know, so that was how God gave me a word of knowledge in a dream. And sometimes you can smell them. Another way to recognize the word of knowledge is to smell them. You can smell them. It's a smell that nobody else can smell but you. It's a supernatural smell. It could be, you could be smelling marijuana, you could be smelling cancer, a disease. You could be smelling something that the Holy Spirit is giving you that smell to let you know, okay, there's something that's not right here. And then you ask the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit show you what you need to do. If you, the Holy Spirit says a smell of cancer, you can say, is there anybody here that has cancer? And if somebody said they do have cancer, you can let them know, okay, I believe God wants to heal you today. And so you pray for them and to receive their healing. And then you can, there's also, you can recognize the word of knowledge by tasting. You can taste them. And that same thing like smell, you have a taste, and that taste is associated with something the Holy Spirit wants you to speak out. You know, it's, and it's supernatural, because it's nothing you have eaten or ate, you know, or something like that, but a supernatural taste from the Lord. Then you can emotionally feel them. Oh, I got some of those too. Oh, Lord. You can emotionally feel them. Emotions you don't have, but emotions you don't have yourself, but they're coming from somebody nearby you. Lord, no, that's what I didn't want to have. Didn't know it was a word of knowledge, though. I ain't know what it was, tell you the truth. It confused me a lot of times. I ain't know what it was. And then somebody gave me, I took this course about this prophetic thing where you are a prophetic feeler. And so that helped me some. And this helped me a whole lot here, though. You emotionally feel them. Okay, let me tell y'all about my emotionally feeling things. I've got a couple of them, too. I was at Caris. And I feel good things, too, because one time when Robert had a thing here in Wilson, a prophetic class, and I put my hands on, he said, go stand behind somebody, put your hand on them, and prophesy to them. But I put my hand on this young lady, and I got my prophetic word for her through my emotionally feeling them. I could feel emotionally what she was feeling. I feel her love for God. I feel her heart for God. And I feel how she was with God, her intimacy with God. So that was a good one. So I tell you that before I tell you the bad one. The bad one was I was at Caris, and by the time I did it, when it robbed, that was a good one, so I didn't mind giving that one. But at Caris, I knew I had this thing about picking up emotions, but I didn't know, because you get confused if you don't know what nobody's taught you. You think it's your emotion, and then you're trying to get rid of them, and it's not your emotion. It's you picking up somebody else's emotion, and it's a word of knowledge. And so I'm in Caris class. And we're having a lesson, and this gentleman comes up and sits down beside me. We got this and stuff. When he sit down beside me, oh Lord, I started having this emotion, this sexual, emotional something, seductive emotion. It was sexual, and I didn't want it. And I'm thinking, and I knew it wasn't mine then, but I knew it wasn't mine. And I'm saying, what in the world is this? But I didn't know what to do with it. All I said was, I cannot sit beside you. That's what I said to myself. I cannot sit here, you know, because I didn't know what to do with the emotion. I didn't know we're having a word of knowledge, and God wanted to deliver him from it, you know. And apparently my directors didn't know either, because I told her about it. She didn't pick up that it was word of knowledge either, because they didn't teach us word of knowledge at Caris, you know. And so I told her about it. But I prayed for him. But he could have been, God wanted to deliver him that day. You know, because of our lack of knowledge, you know, he didn't get delivered. And that was God's intent. That's why I felt that emotion that he was having, because God wanted him delivered. Because it wasn't, probably about a year or so after then, he lost his job at the hospital because of advances he was making to women there, you know, and God wanted to deliver him. And we failed him because we didn't know, you know, we failed, and God's not holding that against us, you know, but you fail even worse when you know and you don't give it. What if we knew it was a word of knowledge, knew that God gave it to us because he wanted him delivered, and then we didn't do it? That would be even worse. But God still loves us and gives us. But God wanted him delivered and set free. I got one more I ain't gonna tell y'all about. I ain't gonna tell y'all that one, because I do not like that word of knowledge. I don't like it when God gave me word of knowledge that way, you know, because I can be hugging somebody and you pick that up, you know, as a word of knowledge. And now that I know what it is, I can ask the person, do they want to, I have something to share with them, do they want, can I share it with them? Then I let them know that God wants to deliver them and set them free. You know, now I know what to do. Yeah, I know what to do. So how to give a word of knowledge? Y'all ready to go? Y'all want me to tell you how to give it? Okay. What about y'all? Y'all got ready to go? Okay. y'all are, aren't you? Y'all aren't you? Mary, have you got to go? Okay, then. How to give a word of knowledge. Okay, and then we talked about different ways. And know that God can give you a word of knowledge in different ways we probably haven't even experienced yet. So those are some that I gave you. How to give a word of knowledge. 1 Corinthians 13:12 says this. 1 Corinthians 13:12, another scripture. And I'm going to, the King James Version is what I like. For now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know even as also I am known. So when you get a word of knowledge or any of the spirit, any of the gifts of the spirit, you only see in part. You only see in that part that God wants you to see. You know, you don't see the whole picture. So don't try to give the whole picture if you ain't got the whole picture. You know, just give what part God shows you. Because right now, no, you know in part. You don't know it all. So the first thing in giving a word of knowledge is humility. You need to be humble. You need humility. When God gives you, use you in the gift of the Spirit, it's not to make you look good. It's not to prop you up. It's not to make you think pride, get prideful about yourself. Matter of fact, it has nothing to do with you. It has not one thing to do with you. You ain't some great person because you've been using the gift of the Spirit. You ain't got nothing to brag about. It ain't nothing about you. It's the grace of God. It's a grace gift. So be humble about it. Not too much interpretation, especially at first. Don't try to explain it. Just reveal it. And if that person sees and it is, you know, identifies something about them, they'll know it. And just ask them to let you know so you can pray for them. So, you know, avoid too much detail at first. It's easy to confuse two words for one person. Okay. You might begin, you might be having a, like, I'll go back to the pain. You might be having a pain that's going down to your neck. But then you might get a pain in your knee. Well, don't avoid too much detail. Do this first. See if anybody got that. And then do the knee. Because this could be for one person and knee could be for a totally different person. You know, so don't try to give too much detail. Like, say, anybody got a pain back here, a thing in the knee? Well, no, they might have a pain back here, but the knee fine. And they'll say, that ain't me. You know. So don't try to give too much detail. Okay, another way to how to give words of knowledge is through experience. The more you do it, the more you're gonna grow. It's through experience. You're gonna grow in your experience. You're gonna grow. Think about how God already used you. Think about the experience you already have in words of knowledge. Like me, I have some experience in word of knowledge. Now that I know more about what a word of knowledge is, I can look back at my experience and see, okay, I had a word of knowledge here. I had a word of knowledge there. So, and through your experience, you would grow in specificity. You'd be more specific as you grow. Also, you learn this through experience. You'll grow in the ways you receive the word of knowledge. We are receivers and we give it. And then the people out there acknowledge that it's them. And then we pray for them. So you give it by your experiences and the way you receive it. Another way to give a word of knowledge is through experience is trial and error. Sometimes, just like when I gave you the one about Troy and Chris saying he had a word for Troy. Well, the word was for the Troy that I knew. Suppose I had a knowledge that it was the Troy that I knew. I let them know at Bethel that the word was for the Troy I know. You know, so when people acknowledge that the word is for them, then you know, okay, I got it. You know, I got it. But if people don't tell you that the word was for them, then you think you, okay, I missed it. And sometimes we will miss it. Sometimes we will miss it. And be careful you get feedback. Let your feedback loop grow. Let your feedback loop grow. Somebody might get a healing. You might pray for somebody and they might not let you know that they got the healing till later. And maybe later on they might come to you. Okay, you know, remember you prayed for me and I'm totally well. You know, so do feedback. Do feedback. This was not a word of knowledge in it because I was having trouble on my, that's an example of feedback. I was having trouble on my leg on this side, probably about a week or so ago. And I was online, I was talking to Robin and Kathy, and I said, I've been having trouble with this leg ever since I went to Durham that day with some of the ladies and ate. I said, and I got out of the car, I don't know if I stepped wrong or something, but it's been hurting. And when I get up, it hurt. And so Robin and Kathy agreed with me and prayed with me. Well, the very next day I got out of the bed, no pain, was all gone. It was all gone. So I called Robin and Kathy and let them know that I was healed. That's feedback. Let your feedback loop grow. You know, remember the feedback you get when people come and let you know you prayed for me and you know, God did this and God did that. But always give the glory to God. Always give the glory to God. Always give God the glory. Okay. Finishing it. Conclusion. The gift of the word of knowledge is a supernatural gift of the Holy Spirit that is given for the benefit of others through us. Okay. Remember, it's given for the benefit of others through us. Nothing God gives us is for us except our being born again. All the gifts are so we can bless somebody else. It ain't to make us look good. Okay. We must be willing to walk in obedience and take risks in order to grow in the gifts. The word of knowledge is used in conjunction with healing and gives faith to the person giving the word and the person receiving the word. Give the word if someone responds. You know, give the word. And if someone responds, let them know that God wants to heal them or to deliver them. Pray for healing or deliverance. God gave the word because he wants to heal and deliver. We must cooperate with him by co-laboring with him. By co-laboring with him. Okay. Now, what am I expecting? I'm expecting y'all to be activated and walk in the word of knowledge. Ask God to give you the word of knowledge, and now you know what you need to do. You need to know how to look and how God bring that word of knowledge to you so that you can be knowing that, okay, I'm getting the word of knowledge. Okay. Any questions before we close? Let's stand while we're waiting for questions. Any questions or comments? See if anybody have any questions or comments from Zoom. Eve. Okay. Thank you, Lord. Father God, we thank you for your word tonight. We thank you that every one of us who are born again and filled with the Spirit, Father God, are used or desired, the Holy Spirit desire to use the gifts through us. Some of us have walked in the gifts already. Some of us have not already. But God, we thank you right now that it's your desire that every one of us be used by Holy Spirit in the word of knowledge and any other gifts. So right now, in the name of Jesus, Father God, we thank you for the word of knowledge. We thank you for what you taught us today about the word of knowledge. And I think I want y'all to repeat after me. Say, Lord, I thank you for the Holy Spirit. He lives in me. He dwells in me. He helps me. He teaches me. He bring all things to my remembrance. And it's the Holy Spirit that activates the gifts of the Spirit through me. Right now, Lord, I accept Holy Spirit working through me with the word of knowledge. Holy Spirit, remind me what I've learned today and other places about the word of knowledge. Use me to heal somebody. Use me to deliver somebody. Use me to bring direction to somebody. Help me recognize the word of knowledge when it's being activated through me. I will obey. I will take a risk. And just in case I hesitate, Holy Spirit, help me. Give me a holy push in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you. You're so good. You love me and you love others. And it's not your will that anybody be sick and suffer. It's not your will that anybody be in bondage and not be free. It's not your will that anybody not have direction that comes from you. So God, we thank you. I am expecting to be used by you, Holy Spirit. And I thank you right now. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. You are dismissed. In case anybody got anything they want to say before we dismiss, you are dismissed. And thank you. I love y'all. I'm expecting all of us